Well, folks, we've come down Sonoma Valley this morning, and we're actually going to pull in here to the new Patson Hall tasting room. I'm very excited about Patson Hall. I've been working with James and Donald here for years and have not met Ann Moses, and this morning I get that privilege. Ann, great to be with you, and we are going to be talking about some wonderful Chardonnay. Durrell is a big name in the wine-growing circles, and 2013, I'm not sure how that was. I was here. It was a great year, wasn't it?
It was a really good year. It was very ripe. The wines from 2013 are very fruit forward, but they've got great ripeness, great balance, and acidity. The Durrell Vineyard is a site that we've been working with for over a decade. It's owned by Bill Price. We have been getting Wente clone also from Durrell. We love that it has a more of an orchard fruit quality. It's like baked pear and baked peaches with a stony character and a little softer acidity in comparison to the Hyde Vineyard Chardonnay.
Well, it's really exciting when you get into the Chardonnays because they're all single vineyards from Patson Hall, and they're really premier sites that have long-term relationships really tagged to them, and that's really what this winery is all about.
Yes, we've been partnering with several growers for years and years. It was really part of our initial discovery about wines. We started making Chardonnay in a French Burgundian style, and through that it just led us to the notion that single sites have some extraordinary flavors and textures that you can't get from anywhere else in the world.
Well, we will be talking later about some of the Pinot Noirs, but one really exciting thing that has happened with Sonoma and Sonoma Valley and Sonoma County is the Sonoma Coast. And I know you have vineyards out there, and that has come to the forefront here worldwide.
The Sonoma Coast is an incredible growing site. This is a site, an area of California that hasn't really been developed until like the 80s and 90s. Since then, we have been introduced to these incredible sites, cold climate, that are perfect for growing Chardonnay and Pinot Noir.
Well, folks, so we're going to enjoy this beautiful Chardonnay now, and Chef just brought a great dish to the table, and Ann and I are very hungry. We did very well with the first dish, and it's on to some great food here with this 2013 Durrell Chardonnay.